And I've known them all my life. They have been very, very close friends of mine. Mickey and I have worked together. They're an open book. They're giving. They personify all that's good about humanity. Their Christian faith informs everything they do. They're people of absolute integrity. And Michaela was, she breathed that. That's the kind of a home in which she grew up. And I mean, we often talked about this. She wanted to be a teacher, to teach Irish, to teach RE, to teach life skills. And, you know, she was a wonderful role model as well as being a teacher. She was a wonderful role model and had the respect of the young people that she was teaching. So well grounded. I mean, just the world is darker. And
as you mentioned, Father, the Hart family have their faith. Have you had an opportunity to speak to them? And are they any getting any comfort in that? How are they actually dealing with this awful situation?
Well, of course, I was in the house yesterday evening, very, very shortly after I got the phone call from Mark, the oldest in the family. And one of the first things Mickey said to me, you know, after we shed tears together, he said she packed something into her short life. And we have so much to be thankful for. I mean, how gracious at a time of such grief. You know, talked about love and how she was the light of their lives. She was the light of all our lives because she was so much part of the community, well-known, part of the team. I mean, you talked about a family. I mean, there was a wider GAA family of which Michaela was such a central member as well. And the players all loved her and, you know, they drew her in as almost the next member in the panel. Wonderful, wonderful lady. I loved her company.